Dictation for Guy, G-U-Y, Lesage, L-E-S-A-G-E, September 18, 1940. Addresses a letter to Mark, M-A-R-C, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Saginaw, VA, 321-4085. Dear Dr. Robinson, a consultation for Mr. Lesage with abnormal kidney function. We did a teleconference with the participation of Dr. Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A. Patient has underlying dementia, Lewis type, and diabetes. He started on insulin about a year ago when he was running in the 600. There has been some weight loss, but not documented the amount. Frequent nausea, vomiting, frequent nausea, but no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melanin, takes iron pills, makes the stools darker. Diabetes now is much improved, fluctuates in the 90s to upper hundreds. He eats three meals a day, has chronic incontinence, which is improved now that diabetes is better controlled, no infection, cloudiness, or blood, and no prior stone complications. He still has his prostate, not physically active in relation to his dementia, but also severe osteoarthritis of the knees, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, is not using his walker, only a cane, no recent falls. The last one will be like 2019. Apparently, kneecap was fractured, did not require surgery. He does have edema up to the knees bilateral without ulcers or cellulitis. He has peripheral neuropathy. He has discolor of the toes, probably peripheral vascular disease. He denies recent chest pain palpitations. He's not using any oxygen. Denies purulent material hemoptysis. Denies sleep apnea, orthopnea, PND. Next paragraph, his past medical history, long-term diabetes, on insulin for about a year. Hypertension has been very poorly controlled. Coronary artery disease and prior stenting. Prior abdominal aortic aneurysm, endovascular repair. There were complications of rupture at the time of heart attack. All these around 2006, 2007. They are not aware of TIS, stroke, deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. They are not aware of gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, or liver disease. They are not aware of arrhythmia, pacemaker, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, or congestive heart failure. Paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder. Apparently, there was an abscess, part of the liver removed. Endovascular repair, abdominal aortic aneurysm, coronary artery stents, tonsils adenoids, prior left-sided leg fracture requiring surgery. Next paragraph, reported side effects to morphine, codeine, and Motrin. Next paragraph, present medications, HCTC, aspirin, Lipitor B12, iron replacement, glipizide, insulin Lentas, Naminda, N-A-M-E-N-D-A, vitamin B12, metoprolol, vitamins, and Pepcid. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, heavy alcohol intake, but discontinued like 35 years ago. A smoke, age 18, 2 to 4 packs per day, discontinued 2007 at the time of heart and other vascular complications. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, he looks older than his age, hard of hearing, participates on the encounter, fair historian, given his dementia, no respiratory distress, there is evidence of pallor of the skin, no facial asymmetry. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine, July last year, 1.7, November 1.9, and December 2 for a GFR of 32, stage 3B. Most recent sodium, potassium acid-base normal, calcium, phosphorus, albumin normal, high uric acid 8.5, liver function test not elevated, glucose remains poorly controlled, prior A1C last year November 11, PTH not high at 25, high triglycerides probably from uncontrolled diabetes, it was 500, TSH normal, no anemia, no blood in the urine, trace or negative protein in the urine, normal vitamin D 25, there is in December a kidney ultrasound, 10 on the right, 10.4 on the left, bilateral cyst, no reported obstruction masses, stones, prostate enlarged, no reported urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Mr. Lesage has chronic kidney disease and appears to be progressive, presently stage 3 to 4, in a person who has strong atherosclerosis, given his heavy smoker age and documented coronary artery disease, abdominal aortic aneurysm, and physical findings for peripheral vascular disease. Kidneys are normal size. That doesn't rule out renal artery stenosis, which is high in the differential. There is no activity in the urine to suggest for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerular nephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. There is no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention despite enlargement of the prostate. He does have bilateral cyst, which is an incidental finding. Blood pressure remains poorly controlled. He is not presently on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. We are going to do a renal arterial Doppler as he might benefit for potential angioplasty stent to preserve kidney function, to avoid dialysis needs, and to potentially to control blood pressure better. I did not adjust the blood pressure medicines today, but we will do that in the near future. In the meantime, discuss about the importance of salt restriction. The daughter is going to talk to the rest of the family and father. Given his underlying dementia, we need to know how extensive workup procedures and treatment patient is willing to do. We discussed that dialysis is done for symptomatic persons whose GFR is less than 15. The importance of avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. At this moment, there has been no problems with electrolyte, acid base, or anemia. We will monitor calcium, phosphorus, and PTH. All issues discussed with the patient and the daughter. End of dictation.